everybody. How are you? This is J.M., Joe Marchesani, welcoming you once again to Time Capsule Discoveries. This is not the Time Capsule Show. That program is still celebrated on Jim and Nikki's Harmony Train website. This is a new program that comes to you courtesy of Tony Fournier on the Vocal Group Harmony website, and this is called Time Capsule Discoveries. The whole idea of this is for me to share with you my love of the old rhythm and blues and rock and roll vocal group Harmony records, especially the records that I don't believe we played on the old Time Capsule show in the 60s and 70s. Some of these records were not released at that time. They were outtakes. They were records that were not discovered until later that century. And some I just never heard of. Now, I do know that many of these records you may be familiar with. They're all on YouTube. Other DJs, and there are many great ones around the country right now, may have played these, but they're new for me. And I believe that these represent the best in rhythm and blues and rock and roll vocal group Harmony. Let's kick it off with an up-tempo song from 1959. This is a really good group, and I know nothing about them. The King Crooners on the Accello label with Won't You Let Me Know. Nice bouncy up-tempo sound by the King Crooners on the Accello label 1959. Won't You Let Me Know? Here on Time Capsule Discoveries. I will be saying hi to a number of people, as I do every year, and there is an outside chance that some may have passed in the last year since the 2019 show, and I just don't know about it. So please forgive me if I mention someone's name who is no longer with us. However, a very important person who was associated with the Time Capsule show in the background, didn't get any publicity, passed away last March, and his name was Richard Nelson. And I would like to dedicate this half of Time Capsule Discoveries to Richard. Richard is a person who was pretty much responsible for the Time Capsule show becoming the go-to place for collector's items in New York. If it weren't for Richard, we would just be another ordinary oldies program playing the standards. We enjoyed the rare, hard-to-get collector's items that Slim had and Alan Fredericks often played. We just couldn't afford them, and we bought a record every couple of months. But once the Time Capsule show started in March of 1963, we really needed a source for more than just an occasional collector's item. Richard Nelson, without being asked, realized the issue, stepped in, and would give us records from his collection to play on the program during 63 and half of 64 until we could go out around the country and buy those records ourselves. And he didn't want any credit, so I might have mentioned this before, but during those Time Capsule years, you rarely heard his name mentioned. And if we said, "Thank you, Ricky," or something like that, just as a code to him, he would say the next time, "Don't mention me at all." So many of the rare, hard-to-get collector's items that were never even heard on Slim's show or Alan Frederick's Night Train show, they came from Richard Nelson. And as I said before, if it wasn't for him, we would just be another ordinary oldie program. So it was Richard Nelson who brought us up many rungs in the ladder to where we became known as the place to go for many of the high-quality, rare, hard-to-get collector's items. We're going to move now with two lesser-known records. We like to do that. And again, this show is dedicated to records that I don't believe were played on the Time Capsule show. The first is from Chicago, late 1950s, on the Marvello label. You remember the Marvellos on that label. This is a group called the Populaires. Melvin Mason is the lead. It's called "I Lost My Heart." And right after that, a group from the South Bronx on the CB label, the Rialtos, recorded in 1961 but not released until about 1964. It's called "It Hurts," and we played the flip side of this a few years ago. Lead singer is Doug Rodriguez, who is on some of the Facebook groups that follow the old records. Hector Ruiz, Fred Campos, and Francisco Zubilaca. I have two other names written down here, Patrick Gall and Frank Mascola, and I'm not sure how that fits into the story of the Rialtos, but the song is excellent, and I think you'll enjoy it. Two in a row here, lesser-known groups on Time Capsule Discoveries.
That day when you were also there.
Nice job, Doug. Doug Rodriguez leading the Rialtos from the South Bronx, early 1960s on the CB label, It Hurts. And before that, from Chicago, Melvin Mason leading the Populaires with I Lost My Heart, late 1950s on the Marvello label. Hello to Galen Gart up in the far northeast, and hi to Marv Goldberg, who is the person who does so much research, and we get all of our correct information from Marv's articles. He has a great show also, as does Steve Percy, the Time Machine, Steve Poggio from Florida, Lou Alfano, Tom Shaughnessy, George Lescio, and Suzanne Dreyfus, who is in Arizona. And there are some cold days here in Iowa where that's exactly where I would like to be, maybe someday. Here is an unreleased demo by a group I know nothing about, just like that first group, the King Crooners. These are the Lovelarks, and there was a group by that name on the Masons label. I don't know if this is that group, because the fidelity is much too good to be on Masons. Just joking. Here's an up-tempo song by the Lovelarks, and it's called It's Love. The Lovelarks. Could they be the same group that was on the Masons label? Do not know that. That is apparently a demo record, unreleased, of course, and it was up-tempo, called It's Love, here on Time Capsule Discoveries. I have the luxury of playing the records that I think are high quality. That's just my personal opinion, and I use the same criteria when Tom and I planned the Time Capsule show back in the 60s and the 70s. You may not agree with me that these are really good, and I don't mean at all to suggest that the songs played by all the great DJs who are still on the air today are not good. Just saying that these are among my favorites. And honestly, I spend a lot of time listening and cutting down a list and changing it and moving it. And I spend many, many hours auditioning records. It's getting hard because we've played so much since I came back in 2006, plus all the songs on the Time Capsule show. But still able to program about 16 records in each year here on Time Capsule Discoveries. And thank you again, Tony, for making space for us here. Hello to Dean Shapiro, who wrote an article about the Time Capsule show that Charlie Horner published on Classic Urban Harmony. And that's been kind of reposted in case you missed it the first time. Dean did a great job, as did George Frunze, who did an article about the Time Capsule show primarily in the Philadelphia area. Hello to Artie Ader. Jim Santa Barbara, still around, doing a great job up in Connecticut with the Wax Museum show. Hi to Jim McKay, Sound of the City. Bob McGinnis in Ohio. Harvey Karp, who provided a song for us on the second half of the program. Tom Harford, who used to do those New Jersey parties, maybe still does. And once again, hi to Marv Goldberg for providing lots of the information that I got on this program. So we've been playing late 50s stuff, and now we're going to go back and play recordings by the Granddaddy Groups. I'm going to put three in a row here, two by the Moonglows, one by the Marshall Brothers. So we're doing a feature on the Moonglows and then including the Marshall Brothers to make this a look at some of the great classic groups on Time Capsule Discoveries. The first of two by the Moonglows is In My Diary. Came out originally in 1955. Bobby Lester sang the lead. Harvey Fuqua, Prentice Barnes, and Alexander Graves rounded out the group. This, though, is a live performance of In My Diary that appeared on the Relic label at some point. Not sure when it's from. Bobby passed in 1980, so it'd have to be before that. And I think you'll enjoy a live performance of a classic song by the Moonglows. Then another 1955 Moonglows recording, Foolish Me. But it's not with Bobby singing lead, as was released. This is a version with Harvey singing lead, and I have no other information about this. Maybe it came out on a CD or an LP, but I found it somewhere and thought it was really a nice contrast between the released version with Bobby and this one with Harvey. And then the third in this trio will be by the Marshall Brothers, Maith Marshall, Phil Shaw, Willis Saunders, and Raymond Johnson. Unreleased on the Savoy label, 1951, I Didn't Know. A triple play here on Time Capsule Discoveries.
In my diary, oh, lot of things I'm gonna write about the moon.
I can't. don't want to forget in my diary.
She's gone away. My heart is sad. feel like this.
I never dreamt it could be
Can't go wrong with the classic groups, that's for sure. The beautiful voice of Maith Marshall. The Marshall Brothers on Savoy 1951, unreleased. I didn't know. And before that, another classic group, the Great Moonglows. We heard two by them that were a little odd. It was a live performance of In My Diary, which came out in 1955 on Chess originally. I have no information as to when that performance was done. Somewhere I read that was on a Relic LP, and it probably has the information on that. And then after In My Diary, another one released in 1955 on the Chess label, but with Bobby Lester singing lead. This is an alternate take with Harvey doing a very nice job on Foolish Me, and that may also be on a CD or be out. I admit that you may know a lot about these records that I don't. Many of these may have been played by Dan or Bill or George or Sal on WFUV or on the many excellent DJs who are still on the net after decades, way more than the Time Capsule show was. But they're new to me, and I enjoy them. And the whole idea of the program is me making decisions as to what I think are great rhythm and blues and rock and roll vocal group harmony records. So who am I? I'm Joe Marchesani. I'll be 77 this year, and I've been involved in the old group since March of 1963. I am still working full-time at a local university. Gets a little harder at our age with memory issues and small motor skills and strength issues and stuff like that. But I do it, and even though I may not remember what happened last week, I can remember things that happened in the 60s with the Time Capsule show fairly clearly. Hello to T.J. Duop, to Charlie Horner, one of the great people in the business, classic urban harmony. Right now, he's been around for a long, long time. Charlie was a DJ in Philadelphia. He now has the East Coast Music Museum, Hall of Fame, actually, and I did send a group of Time Capsule reel-to-reel tapes to the organization. And hello to another person from Philadelphia, Carl Tancredi, who has a show, to Frank Bisaccio, who provided me with the earliest Time Capsule shows that were lost, that Tom and I never kept. Hi to Jim and Nikki, who recreated the Time Capsule show environment by offering to put old shows on their website, and they did, and it was quite a following, and I hope most of you are still with us here on Time Capsule Discoveries. Hello to Lou Rollo from New Jersey, to Hutch of the Encounters, and to Rockin' Richard. Here's an up-tempo number from the early 60s, group from Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico. The base is still there, I did check. These are the Ravons on the Yucca label, a New Mexico label. Bill Slaw, Fred Martin, Joe Ragsdale, Eric Joyner, Willie Kinsey, and Jenny Johnson. The Ravons on the Yucca label, 1962. Why Did You Leave Me? ¶¶
Why did you leave and break my heart too? Why did you leave me? For I've got to know, darling, I love you so. You know I love you right from the start. You tell me, darling, why you broke my heart? Why did you leave me? For I've got to know, darling, I love you so. We used to take a walk late at night.
Ravons on the Yucca label, 1962, Why Did You Leave Me? Up-tempo here on Time Capsule Discoveries. We have time for one more on part one of the program, and as you know, the whole half is dedicated to Richard Nelson, the late Richard Nelson, but especially this one. I need to tell you that Richard supplied us with all the classic, great, rare, hard-to-get collector's items. Thrill of Romance, I Was Wrong, on and on, all the ones that people knew about. But he also supplied us with songs that very few people knew about, and that really upped the reputation of the Time Capsule show. So here's a group that Richard let us know about, the Clefs, that nobody else was playing and certainly was not on the Times Square Record show or on Night Train show. But Richard had a great collection, better than anyone else that I knew at the time and probably still better than anyone I know. And he would pull out these oddballs that were really good. And one of the ones he pulled out was We Three by the Clefs, and it floored me. It was just fabulous. So now I'm going to end off this first part of the program dedicated to Richard's memory with an unreleased song by the Clefs. This is a group from the D.C. area. They're from Arlington, Virginia. Scotty Mansfield is the lead, Pavel Bess, the first tenor, Frankie Newman, the second tenor, Fred Consul, the baritone, and Leroy Flack was the bass. This is unreleased, probably around summer of 1952, bought up by the Chess label, but never released. I think you'll enjoy this. I know Richard will. The Clefs with Sorry.
Sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
Scotty Mansfield leading the Clefs on the Chess label, but unreleased, summer of 1952, that was called Sorry. Well, this is it for part one of the Time Capsule Discoveries program. Thank you, Tony Fournier, for letting us come on the website once a year and share my love of this music with whoever is willing to listen. We'll have another part of the program coming up. You can listen to it immediately or put it off for a while, and it will have the same feeling to it. That is Joe's definition of high-quality rhythm and blues and rock and roll vocal group harmony. And I hope you enjoy my picks on the program once a year. So hope that you have a good remainder of the day, and maybe I'll see you soon. Thank you.